Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 36, 7.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 36, 7. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. We've all experienced times when we have needed to find refuge. We don't know precisely when David, ancient Israel's second king, wrote the passage that contains today's verse, but the themes presented in Psalm 36 would have been relevant for a sizable chunk of his life. He began this passage discussing wicked and deceitful men who plotted evil, even while on their beds, which seems to imply that their malicious schemes were pervasive and constant. David easily could have been thinking of Saul, ancient Israel's first king, a man who allowed his fears and insecurities to drive him from God and God's ways. And before long, Saul became jealous of David, murderously so, and David was forced to flee his home, his community, at one point even his country, to live as a fugitive. That had to sting, in part because he'd done absolutely nothing to deserve such an attack. In fact, he had done his best to live honorably, even going so far as to risk his life for Saul and his fellow countrymen, like he did when he took on and then defeated a Philistine giant. During this time, which lasted for about 10 years, David routinely turned to God, honestly expressing the depths of his grief and the intensity of his anger and his indignation. And then, once he had purged his heart of the bitterness that could have otherwise consumed him, he often reminded himself of and reflected upon God's promises, his character, his love, as he did in Psalm 36. Now, let me read today's verse in context, beginning with verse 1. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains. Your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Now, did you catch that transition when he went from describing these evil people in verses 1 to 4 to stating in verse 5, your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. In this, David shifted his thoughts off of his problems, off of whatever he might have felt threatened by, off of all the darkness in his world, and onto the incomprehensible, inextinguishable love of God. David's words remind me of the Apostle Paul's in Ephesians 3, verses 18 to 19, when he prayed that the Ephesian believers, and by extension you and I, would have power together with all of the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. When we're hurting or unjustly treated, We have to start there, intentionally reflecting upon the depth and the reality of God's love. Otherwise, we might assume, based on our circumstances and our pain, that maybe He doesn't love us after all. We might begin to base our view of God on our difficulties rather than filtering our difficulties through His love. David routinely practiced the latter, and this enabled him to remain faithful, resilient during hardships and betrayals that could have otherwise defeated him. But David's confidence went even deeper. Listen again to what he wrote in verse 6. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. He knew God wasn't just loving. He was perfectly just as well, which meant he didn't have favorites, nor was he swayed by popular opinion. The God who knew all and saw all, including the hearts of men and the right course of action for every situation, always and only did what was right, which meant, regardless of how things appeared in that moment and regardless of how David may have felt, he was not at the mercy of evil or conniving men because he belonged to God and God would preserve and protect him. He would, as today's focus verse states, hide David under the shadow of his wings. This is probably one of my favorite word pictures in scripture because it reminds me, just as predators would have to get through an eagle's strong and massive wings before getting to her eaglets, so too, before anyone or anything can get to you and I, they or it must get past our ever-present, all-powerful, faithful, just God. And so we can rest because we're surrounded by the fierce, never-failing, incomprehensible, and inexhaustible love of God. Our world sadly is filled with evil, with malicious and hurtful people. You and I might suffer injustice today. People may slander and intentionally harm us, but we are not at their mercy. Their actions, their sin will not have the final word. Our just and loving, ever faithful God will. We belong to Him and we can trust Him to hide us in His love, in the shelter of His wings. Let's pray. Holy Father, You are righteous, You are just, You are present, You are protective, You are faithful, You are attentive to all we experience, to everything we encounter. Lord, fill us with Your love, surround us with Your love like a protective embrace. Thank You that You are just and righteous, that You will one day make all things right. Thank You for watching over us. Thank You for protecting us. Thank You that You are greater than anything we'll experience. You are all-powerful and You are all-knowing. And You love us with a never-ending, faithful, attentive, pursuing love. Help us to rest in that love, to find strength and peace and encouragement in that love. And speak words of love to us throughout the day. Remind us of who You are and who we are to You. In the name of Your Son, our Savior, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.